So based on the understanding we mentioned on Friday, that either in Midrabanan or Midraisa, Chachamim put halachas in place to guarantee that person would keep the spirit and the status of Chol HaMoed as being a yomtiv. So Chazal also gave certain heterim in the malachas. The underlying principle which they gave, basically, with the malachas that they created, which were aser, or that they defined, which were aser, the malachas that they said were mutter, was their goal was that a person should have simplest yomtiv. So therefore they said, for example, Sarchei Moyed, that which you need to be able to cook, to have for the yomtiv itself. They didn't make any limitations of what you need to do that purpose. It's even what's known as a Maisa Umen, something which would be a professional type of a thing, can be done for that purpose. And we'll go through those halachas. Food areas other than food, if it's Sarchei Moyed, they permitted Maisa Hedyet. To do it in a professional manner is not permitted, but to do it in a regular manner is permitted. Gavur ha'aved is also mutter. A person has a situation where if he doesn't do the malach, he's going to take a loss of money. So that's not good. In some way take away from his simchas moyed. He's not going to enjoy the moyed if he's losing all this amount of money. So chazal were matir to do malacha for the purpose of gavur ha'aved. If a person has no money, a person is a worker, he has no money to buy food, so Chazal permitted him to do malacha in order to be able to have money to buy food for the purpose of Yom. So there are four areas of malacha which are permitted on Moed, which all have this same concept. Davar Oved is permitted because of the simplest Moed involved in that. Maisa Uman is permitted for Sarchei Moed for food, and food and the areas refuah, which is sort of like food, etc. Maisa Hedyot is permitted for other areas of Sarchei Moed. And a poyalo can do any type of malach, even a malachas uman, if he needs it to be able to get money to buy food that he needs for yomtiv. There's a fifth area which Chazal were permitted for malach, which is tzarchei rabim. Situations where it's a need for the rabim, Chazal were matter that is permitted to do malach on chol hamoed for tzarchei rabim. We also understand on the other end, Chazal came along and said certain situations were not malach at all, but will definitely take away from a simplest moed, Chazal prohibited. Tircha, certain areas of Tircha, the Mechloikas in the Paiskim, where the Tircha is prohibited without Malacha also. But the Tircha, for example, a person wants to move into a new home. No Malacha involved, he just wants to carry all of his items from point A to point B. It's a tremendous amount of Tircha involved. It's going to take away from your Simchas Moed. It's prohibited. In a scenario where Halacha says it would contribute to your Simchas Moed, a person living in a very small, cramped apartment, now he's moving into a nice, spacious home. So Paiskim say that that's permitted, because it's not taking away from his Simchas Moed, it's contributing to his Simchas Moed. So the defining element to all the Malachas we'll be talking about over the week, Bez Hashem, is we're going to look at this ruler of Chazal permitted because of the Halachas of Simchas Moed. Have a good morning.